Discovery Museum presents Forces, Gravity, and Air Resistance, written by Sarah Trapp-Pacelli. One of the most fundamental truths about life here on Earth is that we all are subject to gravity. Gravity is a force between all things that pulls between their centers, but we know it best as the thing that keeps us on the surface of the Earth. There are a few famous stories about gravity. One of the legends commonly shared is that of Sir Isaac Newton, who is said to have discovered gravity when an apple fell on his head as he sat under a tree. This incident sparked many ideas for Newton, leading to his eventual development of the laws of motion. But even before Newton made his discovery, another scientist made some other very important discoveries related to gravity that scientists still learn about today. Galileo Galilei wanted to explore what happens to the speed of falling objects dropped from the same height. In Galileo's famous experiment, he took two balls made of different materials and studied them as they fell. Some versions of the story say he dropped them off the Tower of Pisa, while others say he rolled them down a ramp. In either case, he made an amazing discovery. All objects fall at the same rate, regardless of their materials or their mass, the amount of matter something contains. His discovery is known today as the equivalence principle. If you've ever dropped things, you're probably wondering why that doesn't always seem to hold true. Certainly, a bowling ball dropped from a tower will hit the ground before a feather dropped at the same time from the same height. So, what else is going on? Gravity isn't the only force we have here on Earth. One of the other things that makes our planet special is the presence of an atmosphere that gives us air to breathe and protect us from the extreme conditions of space. In 1971, astronauts on the moon reenacted Galileo's famous experiment, and they found that he was right. Objects dropped on the moon also hit the ground at the same time. But on the moon, even a feather drops straight down instead of drifting the way it might here on our home planet. The reason things might seem like they fall at different rates on Earth is the fact that we have air, which means we also face air resistance. Air takes up space, which means that anything going through that space, such as a falling object, needs to move the air aside to do so. There is an activity associated with this article, so ask your teacher, parent, or guardian to go over that with you. That completes this issue of Discovery Magazine Presents Gravity and Air Resistance. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Laura Bogart.